Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. First, to one of the deadliest attacks on U.S. troops in Afghanistan in recent years. Nine Americans were killed in heavy clashes at a remote U.S. base near the border with Pakistan. NATO says Taliban militants fired machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and mortars from homes and mosques, triggering a major and bloody battle. The American deaths are the latest in a deadly wave of weekend violence that left at least 30 people dead across Afghanistan. The prospect of peace between Israel and the Palestinians is on the table in Paris today at a summit of 40 Mediterranean countries. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says his country and the Palestinians have never been as close to reaching a deal. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says both sides are serious and want to achieve peace. Mr. Olmert also says Israel hopes to begin direct talks with Syria soon. President Bush says he prayed for the family of former White House Press Secretary Tony Snow in church today. President Bush called Snow a good friend who loved to laugh, loved his country, and loved his family.
Yeah. Well, we had some bad news this weekend, and our good friend Tony Snow passed away. Tony, worked with us and made a lot of friends here in the White House. And Laura and I are, we're really saddened by his death.
Snow died of colon cancer yesterday. He was 53. California's failed IndyMac Bank reopens tomorrow under government supervision and a slightly different name, IndyBank Federal Bank. Depositors have been getting by this weekend with checks, debit cards, and cash from automated tellers. Other services such as online banking will resume when the bank reopens. And the Brangelina twins have arrived. Actress Angelina Jolie has given birth to twins, a boy and a girl in France. Their names are Knox Leon and Vivienne Marcheline. Doctors say the babies, mom, and proud papa are all doing fine. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.